Lord, we set out the causes that are problematic for Jews in any other country. And based on that, we identified in this clause of 17, 36, 39, 42, 43, and 46. And by the collection of our discussion with the committee, that we will therefore approach the presiding officers with a request to speak. I know I'm not informed that no longer do speaking. And according to my discussions with the Kari, some of them last night, the problem we have is that in your report to us, you said, such as, it seems to suggest that aside from these six clauses, there may be others. And so that renders your report opinion somewhat vague. That's what you're going to have to do. And perhaps shape on what you're addressing.
I think that's
whether a bill is a section 76 bill is determined in two ways.
first quite explicit list of legislation mentioned in section 73A to S of the Constitution, and insofar as it relates to concurrent jurisdiction that is taken up in Schedule 4 of the Constitution, by whether the provisions of the bill in a substantial measure fall within a concurrent provincial legislative competence. If one looks at section 52, or paragraph 52 of the judgment, you will see that the court actually states concurrent legislative competence is not to say prerequisite to taking in section 76. It must be a substantial measure. It must be a substantial measure affect the problem. In any event, if one look at all the clauses that have been identified, clause 17, the parliamentary state of advisor says it may relate to consumer protection. Well, broadly, one can argue it's probably something that protects consumers, but you can also say the bill is actually something that regulated to its profession. In any case, how can that substantially affect the province? It cannot. The province hasn't got the standard of it. So, firstly, regarding the training bill, clause 17, my opinion that that should never be included for excise as a provision that relates to section 76 of the Constitution. Clause 59, we agree that this is a provision that affects the government in a substantial matter. Clause 59 amends section 56 of the Charter of State, but providing federal delegation of powers to provinces. And in that regard, yes, we agree that that must be classified as clause 56. And then, clause 36. Clause 46 and all the remaining clauses that was mentioned in the opinion, one can never, according to me, argue that that is something that resolves under or affects the province. It relates to the administration of justice. The First Amendment imposes obligation on a magistrate, that clause 46, which means if he imposes a sentence, he must take certain considerations into account. How can one argue that that extrajudicial function, rather than can affect provinces? My submission is it cannot. Clause 42 and 43, it's the same. It relates to the administration of justice. The many provides the type of punishments which a court may impose on a minor. How can that be problematic? My submission is it cannot. Clause 46 again. A submission that this clause, which gives the cabinet a member responsible for also justice, so it can make regulations in terms of this clause. To decide the price of prisons that must consider certain aspects of the child. Again, this is not something that affects provinces. If one interprets that clause, one will see that the Minister of Justice can also determine the tariff, it's allowance. So, if certain persons in any case describe, I think the clause contains that that should be people that is outside government. Due to the fact that they are going to be paid for additional fees. And in any case, the clause is yet undefined. It doesn't say the minister must decide anybody that actually belongs to a province. So one can never argue that the clause as it is affects the provinces. In any case, if it makes subordinate legislation really take place on a consultation basis, only at that stage can one determine whether it might affect provinces. And the provinces will then have a chance to object against supplement legislation that's going to affect them. So if all practical purposes, clause 17 may be regarded by a number of chance at 76, and for 59, 60 divided at 76, but the rest the same as it needs to be the real one. And that should stay at
committee must say it wants to play safe and follow the Section 26 procedure. But from our side, you know, not each and every bill must follow a Section 26 procedure on the basis of playing safe, you know, because there are implications involved on Section 76 procedure, especially on the issues mentioned by the colleagues of the department. Those issues have got nothing to do with children, rights of children. They've got nothing to do with child respect, the issues that he was mentioning. I'm speaking under correction because I was not involved in this bill. I did not trust the business, but I follow this man to the discussion. And also to bring clarity to the issue, especially Tongan judgment. We seem to misinterpret that judgment. We seem to misinterpret it. It gives a good basis for the taking, a good guidance, but we seem to misinterpret it. Thank you, Chairman.
Let me hear Mr. Robertson first, Dr. Schaeffer, and then I'll have you.
So this one, firstly, from the first projection, I got clear on the judgment. It says that the current submission is at the competence, provides no confusion by the rationale behind the 76 process. And that was said in relation to paragraph 52, where it actually says, current legislation is but merely a simplification. That one doesn't say much substance. Although this current legislation is competent, it must be substantial in an event before the system is fully applied. Insofar as it relates to the legislation that can be passed, I believe that was considered in the judgment. And said legislation per se, companies can make legislation, so not something that per se is very major for sure. So we can do that in section paragraph 62 and further on. So we actually also rejected the test. It was proposed at that stage to assess that legislative competence per se will affect the classification of the law. The teaching funding test, was specifically rejected. In your opinion, this quote, paragraph 72 of the judgment, but something was left out there, specifically the word, the report actually states that every part will apply in the most important. And then only if the other two conditions that was actually referred to in the judgment kick in, will it be regarded as section 76. But it's quite interesting in the judgment, it refers to section 76(3)(a)(f), and not to say the heading, which relates to concurrent legislative vision. It refers to the other principles of legislation, which is actually intended in section 76. So again, my opinion is you can only say that if you apply this, the other sections can never be regarded as a section 76 bill for the purposes. And that must be excluded from the sort of specification that we actually recommended. We agree. Well, 759 may be my effect problem.
Let me hear Dr. Mishaha.
I have a difficulty in seeing where the problem is. Because from the legal advisor, Nomfundo, isn't it?
Mrs. Ngema,
and yourself,
Nomfundo.
I think you are right, both of you, with regard to the test that are laid down in the Constitution and the judgment. But I thought where we are now is applying those tests and determining whether or not how we take. Now, what Mr. Roberts has been doing, in my view, is that he was now applying those tests, and he came to a conclusion, which I think is defensible. As to who must say this is substantially affecting that, is the conclusion that we must come to through the process that he was dealing with. So I personally think that I would be happy to associate myself with the conclusion that he has come to, and I think he has elaborately explained how he comes to those conclusions. He interpreted the law and applied it to the fact and came to those conclusions. So I don't know why we should differ. Mr. Ngema laid the foundation for the interpretation of the law, which has been done, and the conclusion is clear.
Let me just quickly tell you what my problem is, Honourable Members, Dr. Chair. Mine is procedural. We received the bill as it's tabled. And when we receive the bill as it's tabled, what we normally do is go to the back. And there it tells you how they have tabled civil advisors and the department's law advisors. It then goes to the joint tagging mechanism. And that's where people like Mr. Ngema and others play the role that they do. They advise or recommend to the joint tagging mechanism what the tagging should be. And this is where the anomaly arises, which we've identified and which we're going to have to address by the rules. The rules say when the joint tagging mechanism meets, discuss the tagging of a bill. That's when you are expected to present your views. The trouble with that is that you don't know what the joint tagging mechanism is going to say or decide. How do you present your views? It may agree with the tagging as done by the chief state law advisors and the department's law advisors. So you'll be going there to say, we think it should be at section 75, and the joint tagging will say, well, we agree with it, so what's your problem? In the past, this has happened, and we were confronted with a situation, the lean practice bill as well, where they said it's not section 75, it's section 76. Now, this is legal profession. So I wrote to the presiding officers and said, in all honesty, I can't see how we can determine that the legal profession becomes a provincial competence. Their succinct response to me was, what's the deadline? They didn't raise the argument directly. The simple argument was procedural. You missed the deadline. The joint tagging mechanism met on that day. That's when you should have raised your objection.
Oh, I thought it was a
bit
of a strike.
No, dear.
Who's sitting there?
Presiding officers. No, but I don't follow all these things. I don't know when they're going to meet to discuss the tagging of our homes. You know, I mean, I rely on that, and I rely on people's good judgment. So then we were told, let me finish, please, Dr. Machek.
Okay.
You've missed the deadline, and therefore the decision is made, and it can't be changed. So I would have had to be there and raise my objections there. In that event, the other rule that kicks in is the one that calls for, what is it? Listen again. Mediation. Am I correct? Well, I don't know. So essentially what I'm saying to you is that we don't really have a role to play. We can object as much as we like. But the joint tagging mechanism has decided, and therefore we stuck with it. That's the procedural difficulty I have, members. And I'm raising this because I've raised it before with other people, and it's an anomaly that the Parliament has to address.
Chair, if I don't think that it should really be an anomaly that creates a situation like this. Because, firstly, when decisions are taken, they are either informed or are uninformed decisions. Now, the mechanism, when it sits, it has got to be informed by what comes from the committee. It can't decide in isolation, which means that there should be a way in which a nexus is established between this committee and that mechanism, and that when the mechanism sits to decide, it must know what has gone on here. Now that raises then the question as to what is our relationship with Ms. Ngema, because if she advises the mechanism, it means that before she goes to the mechanism, she should touch base with the chairperson, because the chairperson can be told that he missed the deadline. He has to know the deadline in advance. So I think that it's an interpretation, a wrong interpretation of the procedure that gives us the difficulty. But if we interpret the procedure to mean that before the mechanism sits, work will have been done, and the custodian of the outcome of that work is a chairperson, and therefore there must be a link, there must be a link with the chairperson, so that the mechanism must take informed decision. So there shouldn't be a problem. We don't need to go and change the rules to achieve that. That's the question of how we manage our working relationship.
Well, I don't quite agree with you when you say we shouldn't change the rules. I think we have to change.
I'm not saying we shouldn't change, but I'm saying maybe the need to change is because of this situation we have. But if we were interpreting our working relationship well, we could still do well without changing the rules, but because we are not doing well, then maybe the solution is to change the rules, and to that extent, I agree with
you. So, I mean, I agree with both of you, and it's a completely valid point, but I don't think it should affect our deliberations right at the minute. I mean, I think that you're presenting that need to be taken ahead by the rules, and I think Professor Schaefer is quite correct that it's a simple phone call by either taking. You know, the JCM chairperson, the day before, would say, we're dealing with your bill tomorrow, do you want to tell us anything? Would you find sufficient to deal with the matter in the meantime? Otherwise, we will end up with this kind of situation where we'll just reject the support from the bill. But can I just propose, I mean, the light of what we've heard, and it seems that Dr. Moshefa also is of the same view, that we go with Mr. Roberts' view, that we agree to adopt the bill other than till 17:39.
We
reject it. But we reject this bill, we adopt the bill without approving those support.
The joint tagging mechanism, I said, clauses 17, 36, 39, 42, 43, 46. Yes, that's the difficulty we have. Yes. Now, that's now, you see, if you say we're only rejecting the two, you're still left with a problem.
No, I mean, if you miss the deadline, so bad, because the initial tag was 75.
Hence, I'm saying that we need to provide clarity in the rules. You see, my own view, and I'm saying this to you, Ms. Ngema, in your presence, I firmly believe that when they put forward a legal opinion on the tag, it has to be provided to the portfolio committee, so that in advance of the JTM meeting, we have their opinion with reasons.
Yes.
It's not enough for them to simply say, clauses 17 and 36 are 76. They've got to give us legal and valid reasons why they say that. And referring to the Tungwane judgment is not adequate. It's not enough. I think we need a little more. So that in the event that you, the portfolio committee members, read the opinion and say, no, we have a problem with this, I can then go to the meeting of the joint JTM and present our objections. Until that happens, we are faced with an enviable position where we are simply told in passing, oh, listen, by the way, that bill you're dealing with is 76. That's wrong. It shouldn't be done even by a phone call. That phone call is wrong. When I come to you and say, I received a phone call last night from Ms. Ngema, you're going to be interrogating me at what time, what did she say, what did she mean by such as. And then I'm not going to be in a position to respond to you. So the phone call idea doesn't work.
No.
There has to be a formal written communication with the portfolio committee setting up clear reasons for your decision or your legal opinion. I can then take that and go to the JTM and present the committee's argument. And in that situation, if the JTM disagrees, then there's a certain rule that kicks in.
But in addition to that question, this is a political question. What are you taking that question?
Well,
so you are, last summer, I fully agree, because this portfolio committee is the responsible body. Now the legal opinion is really to assist the taking the mechanism, but it's not the legal experts are not the political part of the political process, they are advisors. So I would clearly identify with the way we summarize it that there must be a legal opinion presented to us, we must interrogate it, we must agree with what goes to take. But we can't get, you know, the president usually says that if you have 10 lawyers, you have 10 opinions. You see, so we can't solely rely on legal opinion.
Or this is the small meter, and then this is Shabbat. I'm sorry, it's not the gentleman. You're raising your hands, waving at me.
Okay, so, what I want to find out is whether the JTM is open for any change that comes out of the department.
We can.
Well, if then that is the case, we can actually continue because basically what we need to see here is that it's only confidential in this time. That means to the appropriate in terms of the panel of excellent six bill. So we should therefore mean that we need to then leave it there and just have to exclude the two sections, 17 and 29. That will be determined by whether it's possible from JTM's perspectives and processes that this bill will still manage to the different because we don't want the process that's going to actually engage all of the process to start. So what we need to actually come up with is something that's going to facilitate this whole process so that we can be able to take the bill. But indeed, I think that all the comments that have been expressed about how the process is done, I do really support them, and I sympathize with you, Chair, for you to hear afterwards that processes have actually been undertaken about where the response is going to come, and if you have missed the vote, it's wrong, therefore you need the situation that is untenable. And one thing that is important, I think, is for pertaining to actually take place at the beginning, so that you shouldn't actually make us to work what work, and then at the end of the process, when you're supposed to take on when you're told about the thing, you're going to change them.
Maybe completely confused if that isn't correct, but you're saying you can change things. Saying according to this, we didn't define. You're saying that they are not saying that these clauses are simple. They could retag.
In terms of the rules, they can.
Can they retag?
Yes.
But is that what they are now doing? Are you now retagging these clauses?
Yes, you could.
That's not my understanding, is it? Okay. She wants to ask.
I think, especially to appreciate that in the sense of the rules, when the bill is introduced, it's introduced with a proposal, say it must be dealt with in terms of the section. Then the rules go to say, this is the decision of the JTM that is final and binding. The proposal that comes in when the bill is introduced is merely a proposal. And then once the JTM is, when let's call it in the review of the executive bill, when the executive bill is introduced, and the proposal that they have on the cover page to say, we propose the bill to be dealt with in terms of whatever section, then that is merely just a proposal. But the binding decision is that of the JTM.
And
I'm saying the JTM that makes the decision, having taken into account all the inputs that they receive, which may come from the legal services in Parliament, which may come elsewhere. But then the JTM makes the decision. And as I understand, the decision of the JTM is then published either in the AC or one of the other papers, exactly for purposes to elect everybody that must wait on the or any other.
Chairperson,
After considering the opinions and whatever else that the ATM received, ATM had the girl as a 7-3.
That is the chairperson. We're not challenging the rights of the ATM to take decisions which are final in terms of the rules. All we are saying, as she correctly said, the ATM must take into account inputs by legal services and others. We are saying others include this committee. And the connection between the JTM and this committee is the chairperson of this committee. And we are therefore saying the chairperson of this committee must be aware of the sittings of the JTM so that if there are inputs coming from us to go there, he must be able to take those inputs there. So we can't accept a situation where he is told the decision has been taken, it's too late, because those decisions are final. So we don't disagree with you. We're just saying that I think procedurally, the chairperson of this committee, if I'm told addressing the chair and somebody else addressing the chair, then I think I'm
I'm going to recognize you just now.
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just say that out of respect, if there's an exigency, we must be told so that we stop and then we would allow the exigency. But I'm saying that we don't disagree with the Singema. All that we are requesting is that this committee, through the chairperson, must be aware of the meetings of the JTM so that this committee through the its chairperson, like other structures, should make an input. So I don't think there's a fight. We agree, maybe we just agree on the rules of engagement.
You see, in the rules, there's a rule that says when the bill is tabled formally, see, that's the problem. All these things happen via HT. The AGC tells you that this bill has now been tabled. I'm one of those people, I seldom read AGCs. It's one of the things I admire immensely with Mr. Jeff. And he used to read the AGCs religiously. Even Zedlis. There's a thing called Zedlis, whatever it is. Now, the rule, Dr. Mitchell, is that from the day the bill is tabled, members of Parliament are given 3 days in which to make representations to the JTM. Hence the missing of the deadline.
But if it's 3 days, are they expecting individual members?
Yes.
Or a structure? Then I agree with you that the rules must be changed.
Must be changed.
Because it doesn't make sense to say 3 days.
All right, Ms. Talamisa and then Ms. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I think you should develop an insight to make the
it's
very important. Because this has to do what committee you've been assigned. It's the committee you are
assigned. And I have a problem with that.
That's why you did that.
What if not they send you a written communication saying you've been appointed to the
JG? That's what
you're saying. You're not in the AGC, it's crazy.
Why are you not in the committee?
Yes, yeah. We haven't seen you for the last 3 months.
Because you didn't read it. Now, my point was that we should go back to what you said, as a great having a head is this discussion. Because it's fine for us to suggest that maybe the rules must be amended for that. Maybe the processes must be done in particular. But that is not going to help us now to move forward. My understanding is that the reason we will be talking about rejecting some of these provisions is because we want to be able to pass this bill. Which means, therefore, let us go to that, let us abide by that directive or advice that we would pass both parts of the bill that it is a proper decision. And thereafter, find a way of maybe a part of the part call later for some kind of expedition of the processing of those plants, because I believe that they are necessary. The very fact that they were here in the means that it was necessary for them to be. And lastly, another comment is that I noticed when I look at the way the special consultant leads the department, so that as opposed to that, are compared with the nature, don't seem to have been consulting. Quite of the fact that there was an investment in the relevant structure for looking at department and budget consultants. There doesn't seem to be a reference to the title of social development process. Even though I thought it was. So because if that was that had happened from the beginning of the year, for the state of mind of that, this is the kind of thing that was also to be treated as a technical. But nonetheless, my suggestion is that let us go to the deep, look at the clauses that we can pass, those that we cannot pass, let us to check them accordingly, if we want to finally.
Right, let's check it first and then let's switch.
I'm not quarreling with that part, but my point is simply, can you then, if the whole thing is going to have to be retagged, if the entire bill is being active, then it's going to have to be retagged. Can it be retagged? How long will it take? And is it possible to retag it if it's like that and then not go to press? I'm not sure about the retag.
Yes, then you see the dilemma we've got from the suggestions we had previously. We understood that if we take those six clauses out, then it will be retagged and put in the fire bill that will then pass. But now the difficulty is the discussion as to, well, that's the first issue. What would the JTM's attitude be if it only in 17 and 39? There's a different political thing. And then the JTM would say, because you haven't agreed to all of them, we need to be in trouble. So we need to just hear from you and give us guidance. Preferably, one would like to pass as much of the bill as possible. But we would be grateful for your guidance.
See you.
Committee to introduce this as a committee to have finalized as well, considering that the committee has been to be in order to ensure progress. handed to the committee box and then passed.
I think the question that's lingering is what comes first? The committee rejecting the 6 clauses and passing the remaining 43 and then retailing, or can we do that without having it retailed? I mean, legally, that's the dilemma of this race. And last night I was assured that it wouldn't be a problem. But now I'm beginning to see that perhaps there may be a problem. What comes first? Retagging by the JTM first, on the understanding that we will reject these 6 clauses, or the rejection of the 6 clauses by the portfolio committee, and passing of the bill with the balance, and then the retagging? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. As I said, we're trying to fast-track the process, considering as well as considering the time frame that I have in all the things that we need to do that. However, in the sense of the rule, Rule 251 provides that the committee may report to the ability only after the JTM has classified the bill and has made the findings. Now, that, in interpreting that, it says the committee reports a bill that has already been classified. And if the committee now has decided that it wishes to report a 75 bill, then to the House, and that means that report must be coupled with the reclassification of the JTM in terms of the implementation of 53. And that is why we are then waiting on that process to quickly have the reclassification, so that at the time when the committee reports, those two processes are finalized. And in order also, furthermore, in order also to submit to the JTM and request the reclassification in terms of joint number 53, and I understand we are supposed to indicate that after the deliberation of the committee, the committee has decided for him to go, that this is what they intend, this is what they have done. And hence, because the reclassification can only come about if the committee has said, this is the decision. We agree that, say for example, 17 and 39, make it to the 70, make it to the 74. So as the committee have agreed that to take out 17 and 39, hence, the bill can then be the 75. To make that a request to the JTM, we must attach the committee bill that indicates that this is what we agree on. So we take out those 17 and 89 or whatever else, and that's the bill we now request to have just reclassified and 75.
I think that's very helpful. But you have a different opinion on other stations. Would that not seem to the process when you drop in your opinion, decide to put it in what you didn't agree with your view and others? We just need to understand the danger of that. If we only go 17 and 39, can you give us the assurance that you will still be happy? Now, putting you on this, but we need to know, because otherwise, the cautious approach is to do it all, but it might not be necessary, because you've got two legal things that it says not necessary to do that, and then those amendments are the delay for next year. So, I want your guidance.
However, as also a functional and an official, I'm guided by the dictates of the committee and the team. This is why I indicated earlier on that what I'm preparing on the basis of the instructions of the committee decision as well as what the rules are indicating we must do. So the recommendation that we place with the tagging opinion will not impact on our preparing a request to reclassify the bill. As I indicated earlier on that, the decision surely lies with the JTM. they can make all their decisions, but at the end of the day, they make the final decision. And I can still prepare a recommendation that speaks to what the community decides and decides.
For good question, country just forget about PDAP. The process has been started. So we leave out the six process. We allow you to continue with the process that you say in the section started. So that you can then be in the position to complete the process before the right party.
Yeah, the problem is it's taken us a hell of a lot of time. Well, yes, but we didn't have the time. We didn't have the time, and I still think that we could have rejected the six clauses and be done with the vote. So what are we doing now?
We maintain the status quo.
Which is what?
We get rid of the six. He continues with the process that he's already started.
All right. Mr. Robertson, this is not a...
What I just need to find out, you talked about something that needs to be a memo written, which is about decision of the committee on the six clauses. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. That, I think I was speaking to the six once at five. For them to quickly come back to the committee bill. It's another request of any kind of an agency to NA to get the house permission into the committee bill so that we will quickly have the committee bill and then get it to the committee bill to address and finalize the six that are inside instead of having a new process that will have to be produced by the agency and the right home necessary requirements. But if it comes in, if I can use the example of the repeal of the Black Administration Act, which attempted to just deal with the extension of the initial set date, that would be the project that is something that you also follow and you can quickly get done.
I just want to quickly address Mr. Rodson and Mr. Please don't see this as an injection of your legal opinion. That's not the issue at all. We're placed in a very difficult situation. There's a tendency, I know, of committee members to actually agree with your view. All right? In fact, your original view. We have a difficulty. Parliament rises on Tuesday, and we have this bill as well as three or four others that we must try and be done with. And the Deputy Minister was at pains to explain to me that if these six clauses are rejected, at the very least the other 43 in this bill can go through and work can continue. In the meantime, we'll try and deal with the six clauses in the process that has been started. Yes,
sir. Mr. Chairperson, as a matter of caution, the committee is right to disclose the report. But that doesn't mean that it is correct. But I'm glad also in the near future this issue will be able to go. You know, this situation will be avoided.
Yes, I agree.
We'll put up your comment. Those girls will have nothing to do with it. But the format. But to play safe, the committee is correct to follow this. Otherwise, you can't create it.
When I met with the speaker on this matter of the dragging of the legal process, the argument that was put to me was there can't be harm done. Well, that's not true. The harm that is done lies in the fact that the NCOP was listed to all nine provinces as classified Section 76. That costs a lot of money. So there's the harm. I need you to remember this. Okay. So when Soya Adikari and whoever else raises the argument that there can be no harm, it's not true. There can be harm. In fact, I was threatening to take these matters to the Auditor General and say to the Auditor General, if this bill was incorrectly tagged by the JTM as Section 76, and it turns out to be Section 75, this is responsible for the expenditure incurred by the innocent people. There's your hope. What's wrong?
We agree to that. We should agree to the effect of wrong classification of constitutionality. So, if you wrongly classify something from 75 to 76 as unconstitutional, same thing, and vice versa.
You're not enjoying yourself, aren't you? Alright. Can we proceed on the lines proposed by this government objective? We're going to object these six clauses. Alright? Is there anything you want to add?
I'm also happy there. is there any, it's the first time I've been involved in procedure like this. Is there anything expected from the department to prepare in the terms of rejecting the clauses maybe?
I think the process is instead of best, we're trying to keep you appraised of it every step. Ms. Ngema did try, and I'm not sure if it made sense to you, because these are parliamentary processes, okay? And so yes, we'll reject the six clauses now in this bill and then pass it as amended, okay? Which goes the normal route. The difficulty that we're faced with is these six clauses going into a committee bill. There are all manner of procedures that have to be satisfied before we get that new bill back, including the tagging of that new bill, right? And also, I was assured last night, a call for written submissions. Yes, Ms. Ngema, yes. Ms. Van der Merwe made that point, and I'm not going to argue with Ms. Van der Merwe. I'm not qualified, because they said to me, it's a new bill, and because it's a new bill, you have to call for written submissions. So, you know, and that will happen on Parliament's website. And that will fulfill the constitution.
So just if I know, when I mean, is there anything that we must do from the department, must we remove from our document the six and hand it over to somebody, or
Mr. Romano says to the A list, add the rejection of the six. So is that done, Honourable Members? Okay. So can someone formally approve the amended bill? Do I have a second? Mr. Swartz. We have to wait for the tagging for publishment. Can be complicated, and I said to the powers that be, I don't want to make a mistake. Someone will have my head. All right, does that mean we've dealt with that? Okay, then judicial matter, second amendment. Sorry, Christine.
Don't go.
Yes, Christine. Oh yes, Honourable Members, can you please look at your bill? Go to the short title and commencement clause. That's clause 39. Judicial matters, the one we've just done. 49. Right, subsection 3. Where says section 36, 39, and 46 come into operation? That we have to remove, because we've rejected those clauses. Right?
And the objects may not have to be adapted.
Yeah. Are we okay with that?
The deal will have to be published. That's a public submission. And you've got a new, deal that has given a new name. But
well, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you.
There's been debated elsewhere.
Elsewhere, I wasn't even asked to comment or debate. I was weren't you instructed? Listen, it's a new bill. So, do you know
whether the new name?
Well, yes, it'll have to be given a new name.
Yeah.
Well, you guys started this. Yeah. So, yes, judicial magistrate amendment or something like that. Okay, so that deals with 46. Christine, is there anything else? Julian? No. Okay, brilliant. Thank you. Mr. Bassett? Judicial matters, Second Amendment, or as it was formerly known, sexual offences. And that's why I asked you to stay, Mr. Miller. Have you looked at this one? Well, we're proceeding. We're proceeding. Like you, we have a deadline. You also have a deadline. And this is the... All right, fine. Okay, this is committee bill. All right, please bear that in mind. Are we ready to go, Mr. Bassett?
I think the last time we met was the end of October. I think it was the 21st of October, and we actually went through this bill. I don't know if there's anything else that we need to go through. We discussed the amendments, and I had a sense that the committee was ready to vote on it.
Now, I was just wondering whether from your side there were any proposed changes. All right, honourable members. Well, what do you say about this? Portfolio committee. Have you got it, Mr. Sir?
Before our team has just given a number.
Who gives us the number? Mr. Bell. Do we need the number now? That's eminent. I'm sure. Right? Okay. Okay. Can someone formally move for the adoption? Mr. Swart moves. Seconded by Mr. Adams. So that's that.
We just do the translations.
Please. I've had to tell the AMC that the translation thing is really very important, and in those portfolio committees, they need to make a standard inquiry of you guys. Is the bill being translated? Because otherwise, the NA just says, sorry, we can't.
No, it's just as a matter of interest. The leading practice calls also been.
But of course there's always amendments which create the difficulty, I understand that. What am I missing?
You finally answered my question before I asked, because I was going to ask into how many languages are the bills translated? I think the one they've translated into is a good
Maybe advocate for me, so you could just take the translation for us.
Yes, very true. All right, Mr. Romano was handing out a one-page and is the draft report on this bill that you've just agreed to. So again, Mr. Oliverson, we messed up your procedures. Go. Travel less to places like London and Cantyre.
Stay
here. Thank you. Portfolio Committee on Justice is not the opinion that they must be dealt with in accordance with Section 75. But that of the report, seconded by Mr. Sibanyoni. But it took an eye on you, Mr. Sibanyoni. 1 minute you're here, the next you're gone.
And I don't know what he's listening to now.
To deal with the covenant on social human rights.
All of those that have the work of our learners in a position to guide us.
Yeah, we've got letters from the Human Rights Commission, which, I mean, they've asked to come and see us. I don't know if we're going to entertain that. But, I mean, they seem to have a different view to the point of
address.
She's talking about the government.
What's that?
It's too late. It's taken decades to get around to approving ratification.
What is there these days? Just curious. I mean, based on the notice of the meeting, the impression was may have been created that the South African Human Rights Commission was specifically consulted on the ratification of the ICUSCR. We wish to advise that this is not the case, and that the Commission's view on the ratification differs from the views expressed by the staff, but actually the regiment really seems because it's already done. So, yeah, okay, that's fine. So, it's probably a good thing.
Let's deal with your one from the Commission first.
All looks in order, so someone can see. It's just a question mark in the last paragraph.
That's the name of the nominee.
Would you like us to go ahead and say who we would like?
Yes.
Democratic Alliance would like to nominate Professor Judd Challenge.
Thank you, Secretary. The ANC would like to nominate Professor Shafiq Amir.
Seconded by Dr. Mosheha.
No, let's have a vote.
I just want a vote. Yeah.
No. We haven't done anything formal. We haven't done anything formal.
Was it abstained from the vote for the
meeting? No.
Was it voluntary consultant? I thought you were.
We have not done this.
We've been through that. There's been so much motivation. It's really unnecessary.
I'm sure I hate this stuff.
Yeah. Honourable members, do you still need to motivate?
No.
All right. Those, let's start with the nomination of Professor Jai Chand. Those in favour? Why are you saying sorry? I'm asking you to vote. All right, 1, 2, 3. Got that. What do we do? Vote against? Yes. Those against Professor Jai Chand?
There was
a nomination of Advocate Amir Mir. Those in favour, please raise your hands. And those against. So, the name of Advocate Amir Mir is carried, and his name will be included in the report. Please, Christine. Do we... Yes, sir.
Can you figure that out?
No,
I'm
not. No. I'm in favor of Amir Mir. No, don't worry. The report of the Court Calling Committee on the appointment of the commissioner. Fine, can someone please move for the adoption? Mr. Sibanyoni moves for the adoption, seconded. Ms. Balavisa, any objections? None, agreed. Alright. Yes. Mr., I know you've stressed your time this much. The report on the question of Advocate Act. Magistrate and duly that have to be adopted. Please, we have it in front of you. We were addressed by the Commission on this matter. Duly, magistrate and duly, something not guilty. Even second room, eh? Books and schedules, throughout this month.
It was also going to be the farewell speech.
Farewell speech? Really?
No,
not here anymore. Not
here anymore, farewell speech. No, that's because we're now supposed to sit next week, because we will be doing all of our bills on Tuesday.
Why
are you doing
farewell speeches? We do our tomorrow.
It was going to be the day of the budget first, for the farewell speeches. Then the thing was extended, mainly, I think, for us, because we have that list of legislation for second reading debate on Tuesday,
yes,
which is why I keep worrying that we're not progressing. And one is the future, and the other is the remuneration. Those are all on the list for debate on Tuesday.
They're always provisional. You know that better than us. Always provisional.
Alright, so then there's no urgency. Then there's
no urgency. And that's why I put
tomorrow.
Not human rights. I'm not relaxed. You have no idea how. Yes.
No, I said let's relax. I didn't say you were relaxed. I said if it's not urgent, it's let's relax.
Well, let's deal with Human Rights Commission.
My view was that the best committee go through the whole document, the whole bill, and then I will give one document instead of giving the committee documents all the time.
Okay. I thought the main thing is the next week, we have to end it with the
in the amendment that was put for me, especially if there were options that were put before us. So because when we move forward, we have to take into account of what we've been done before. So now if we are all having this deal, then some of us may be having objections that in fact there are consequences arising from the position that we are not taking. Taking the future,
yeah.
It makes things easier as we feel.
The housing issue is not carried here, but I clearly recall that was discussed.
No, I keep this in my notes. And to be also the issue of the skills of interest of business, we have done some research on that. We did deal with internationally, and Mr. Ollis did that research. He did find some information for as far as that is concerned. But I'm not sure whether the committee has taken a clear decision whether we should include such information or not. We also noted that the committee was addressed by the commission on the search and seizure issue when the commission addressed the committee on its annual report. But again, from the PMD minutes, it wasn't clear whether any final decision was taken as far as that issue is concerned.
Yeah, no, that's right. But we didn't want to do the decision discussion in front of the Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
That's fine.
So that is a decision.
Well,
it's not
a different decision.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go on to clause 8
So we're going to do this because the remuneration of Chapter 9 will not yet be in place. Is that the story? Yeah.
Chairperson, that's another difficulty. Because if the information bill is passed before this one, it will affect looking at clause.
Because we don't have to write it before.
Clause
9.
Yeah. But if not, then this bill can go through as peace as a loan. So that's why if we are saying the public committee, I don't know which bill will be passed first of all. Secondly, I don't know whether the committee is going to, whether the committee has received any submission on the information bill, and whether the committee is going to discuss that bill. Because I only gave the briefing on the bill to the committee. I don't think the committee has taken not into the bill in detail. So
we've got a submission from the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody else.
Although my data is out of control while it was the first time. You can't remember the computer claim. Is your desk growing under paperwork too?
I don't want to invite you tomorrow.
Well.
So let me say.
Yes, that's the question. The remuneration of public office does not have provision for something like the fact that and anything else that may be implied by any other law. So that if that were to take into effect, the remuneration will be determined in accordance with the that formula.
Is
no one knows whether the
person. I don't have that at in front of me, so I can't respond to that question, of course.
Quite
yeah, but I suppose, again, trying to answer my question, there would be no need for the amendment of that. What do you think? That makes it possible for other acts to say that the law concerns us.
Yeah, but the determination bill, Scholem, is supposed to address all those issues.
what then it means for that fund. That what that billion will have providing for commissioners.
That's exactly my difficulty. If the defamation bill is passed before the human rights commission, then this clause in this bill.
Yes, but Mr. Blumstucky, I think what you're doing is holding this bill back. Expecting that this termination will be passed first. Now, we don't have a problem if we pass the determination after this, and then we have to bring this act back for further amendments. Fine. There's no problem there. I've been under enormous pressure. People asking me why we haven't passed this. So let's proceed with it. See how far we can get. If it means the act, when it's signed into law by president, needs to be amended by repealing what is clause 9 now, so be it. Mm-hmm. All right. Any of you want to address me on this matter? No? Are there different views, perhaps? No. So happy that does that deal with clause 9,
Steve? See, listen, yes. So the pending on which bill will be passed first?
Yes.
Because I mean, in the determination will be in any event provide for the repeal or substitution of the existing clause 9 in the United Nations Bill. So, That's no problem.
Okay. Close to him.
Citizen, yes. When I briefed the committee, during that meeting, certain proposals were made for which I prepared options. When the Human Rights Commission appeared before the committee, certain further proposals were made for which I prepared options. Because at that stage, or at those meetings, the committee, or members of the committee, made proposals, but there were no firm decisions.
Please, with the greatest respect to you, when you started speaking to the portfolio committee just now, you said we've only gone as far as clause 8. We still need to do the rest up to and including clause 25, when that's actually not true. You've actually given us options on all these other clauses. Dr. Machika.
I also hear you to say that other submissions were made, but it doesn't say by which forum. Was it in the committee or the council?
I think it is the other
one.
Yes, sorry, Ms. Agamis and then Ms. All right. Well, quite obviously we're not going to pass this bill. But Ms. Lovestuffy, it wasn't true that we hadn't dealt with the bill we had. This document of yours proves that. We put in here certain options. And those options mean that we have discussed it. All the way until the last clause.
Chairperson, when I gave my meeting on the board and when the United Commission appeared before this committee. Certain members made proposals. The committee then on the 1st of October started to work to the North Coast Park Laws. They only arrived up to the statement of the law.
So where do these other options come from?
From the proposals made during the my meeting to the committee and during the U.S. missions hearings before the committee.
Alright. I'd like to report to the minister that we can do the human rights commission bill and determination. There's really no point in us going any further. Alright? Thank you for your patience and your time. Thank you. Can't meet tomorrow. Because we're doing those schedules. You know that long, lengthy process?
No, no, we're voting money. We're voting the public's money. Quite right. We're
yes.
doing it serious.
And we're scheduled to finish at 8:30 tomorrow evening.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, any sort of a portfolio committee meeting during plenary is just out of question. Our last plenary is Tuesday, which is the last parliamentary day for this year. Do we need Tuesday morning?
Or do the debates start in the morning? I just don't remember.
What debates?
Isn't that whole Tuesday set aside for debates?
Oh, I see. I don't know.
Either base sets recognition and it might do a second.
Mr. Romano can just check for us. I also heard something to that effect.
But I'm not sure.
No.